The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Punchestown. A good card to look forward to there with a listed mare's hurdle and a couple of grade threes over fences on a competitive card in Ireland. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
All right, mate. Yeah, not bad.
Good. Good card today in Punchestown.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Listed mare's hurdle. The bookhouse novices chase and probably... pick of the bunch is the Starbest for Racing coverage chase, the grade three, which sees the reappearance of Don Cossack. Interesting as well, Gordon Elliott's won that race for the last 3 years, and off the back of a couple of winners there yesterday, hopes will be high that he'll have another good day.
Yes, he did have a good day yesterday, didn't he? He had a treble on the day yesterday, didn't he? So good stuff. I
was just testing you there.
Oh, yes. Good. I passed the first test. Let's see how we get on. The first race is the 2:15 today, and this is a maiden hurdle to kick off proceedings. It's a 2 mile maiden hurdle, and Princely Con heads the betting at even money. Fill Your Hands is 11-8. It's then 11-1 for Katie's Gold, 12s for Mean Beag, and then 25s or bigger prices for the rest. We do have a significant non-runner here as well. Number three, Mr. Diablo, does not go. So priced up as a match, Andy, between Princely Con and Fill Your Hands. Do you see it going that way?
Yeah, I do actually, Mark. Yeah, I actually fancy Princely Con here quite strongly to get the better of Fill Your Hands, a horse who's caused me one or two anxious moments throughout the summer period. I've basically tipped him every time he's got beaten. The day I left him alone, he won. Just don't really trust him in a finish. I just think he's a bit lily-livered, and no great surprise to see Tony Martin reach for the hood on this gelding by Milan. He's got ability, but I don't know about his resolution. And he's up against a real tough nut in the shape of Princely Con, who has very much served his apprenticeship in bumpers. He's raced in all seven. Of course, seven's the maximum he can run in Ireland. And although he's only won one, he's run to a high standard in several others, including last time out when he tried to beat Seamus, Desi Hughes' charge, who's subsequently gone on to Frank perform with the win next time out. Of course, he lowered the colours of one of Dermot Wells at the Galway Festival in the shape of Cool Vinny. And I think he probably just has about the best form stroke class of the two. He's only obviously negative is that he hasn't had a run over hurdles, whereas Fill Your Hands has, but hopefully he's been well-schooled. And it's interesting as well that JP McManus has acquired this horse. Not the kind of horse you'd expect JP to be buying. A fairly exposed bumper horse has had seven runs, but runs in his colours today for the first time. So he's obviously spotted something. And round about the even money mark, I'd take him to win the first race.
Okay, on to the second race next then. This is the 2:45, and this is the Grable Mares Hurdle, which is a listed race over 2.25 miles, and Little King Robin heads the betting this morning and has been back from even money into 4-5. Jackson's Lady is 5-1, 11-2 for Storm Away, Well Tuned is 9s, 10s for She's a Leader, and 16s or bigger prices for the other runners. So an odds on favourite in the shape of Little King Robin, Andy. She's been in good form. She's won 5 times this year. We know what she's going to do. She's going to go out in front and try and make all or something like that. Do you see her as the one to beat here?
I can't really, Mark. No, I try to look at this race from a different perspective and perhaps put a different spin on it and look for an each-way horse. But I come to the conclusion I'm wasting my time, because I just think King Robin will win here again. She's just in fantastic form. Only blot on her copybook came 4 starts ago when she finished third. But either side of that, she's won 5 races on the spin. And I don't see anything wrong with her sort of demeanour at the moment. She just seems to be going through her business really well. She's, as you say, a very bold, powerful front runner that knows only one which way to go. She'll blast off in front and set up a huge advantage early on. And we know that she's got the stamina to see that, because she won over 2.5 miles last time at Garran, and that track takes some getting when the ground's on the soft side. She ran an absolute blinder when she was third, that aforementioned third, at the Punchestown Festival. That was behind Morga, but I remember the race that day. That race was absolutely chock full of like in-form mares at the time, and although she was a wild outsider and, you know, she hadn't really sort of, you know, built up the head of steam that she has now, you know, you've only got to look at the horses that were in behind. Horses like Utacare, Western Diva, Whisper Rock, etc., Bridgetown Girl, you know, proper sort of graded horses all scattered, you know, across Punchestown. So I think she's going to take a bit of beating here. Obviously, Mark Walsh gets on incredibly well with her. She's the top-rated horse in this race, and it is hard to see any of these beaten if she's on the same kind of form she was in Garen the other day. So even at sort of round about the even money mark this morning, I thought that was a fair enough price, and she rates one of the best bets on the card.
Okay, Little King Robin, one of the best bets on the card then. That's in the listed mares hurdle. We move on to the 3:15 next, which is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. And Top Spin is the 7-2 market leader at the time of recording. Dashing Lady is 4-1. It's 9-2 for Buster Dandan, 6-1 for Burning Issues, 13-2 for Polished Rock. Black Spot On is 8. It's then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. And another fairly significant non-runner, number 9, Harvey Logan, doesn't go in the 3:15, but still a competitive race. Andy, what are your thoughts in the 3:15?
Yeah, my thoughts are I'm a little bit annoyed that Harvey Logan's a non-runner. I must admit, I almost did a double take this morning when I saw this horse was trading at 7-2, 3-1. It's as if the bookmakers knew that he was going to be a non-runner and they put him in as short as possible just to create a massive discrepancy in the betting and a huge sort of like slant and a rule 4 on proceedings. Because I really fancy Dashing Lady here. She was chalked up at 13-2, 6-1 this morning, and because of that non-runner, she's now only 4s. Which has slightly poured, you know, cold water over my, you know, overall betting angle in here. But John Nicholson's got a really good tune out of this mare recently. Her only bad run came at Roscommon 3 starts ago when she was suffering with a slight nasal discharge, apparently, after the race. But other than that, she's been very consistent. She's managed to win a couple of races over today's distance at Killarney and Navan. And that win at Navan last time out came in a very fast time when she kept on well late on to beat Battling Peru. She actually looked as though she was going to win by a bit further that day, but that stiff uphill climb at Navan kind of clawed the deficit back to her neck in the end. But they're well clear of the rest. I like the way that she went through that race, like a quality horse. And even off a £5 high mark, I still expect her to be very competitive here today. And Mark Enright's got a fantastic record on this mare as well. He's ridden her 3 times. He's won twice, and he's finished 3rd on the other run. So if you can get sort of an each-way prize at the hills around about 4-1. I think Dashing Lady's bound to give you a good run for your money. It's sure to be a strongly run race because Buster Dandan's in there and he goes off a real sound clip, so should set the race up for the closers. And Dashing Lady likes to test the stamina, so she's got every possible chance here to win again. So Dashing Lady, very strong choice there in the 3:15.
Okay, strong choice then, Dashing Lady. The 3:45 is race 4 on the card, and this is the Grade 3 Buckhouse Novice Chase. It's over 2.25 miles, and Elelki Inouar heads the betting at 4-6. It's 7-2 for Blacklock. August Hill is 5-1. 10s for Arzemboy Premier, and then 14-1 for Elsie. Benimede is a non-runner here, another significant non-runner on the card this afternoon. The Willie Mullins runner, though, Andy, that heads the betting has been in good form over fences. In fact, he's been impressive since going chasing. Is this another win stepping up in grade for him?
Could well be. That's the way the market suggests it'll go. 4-6 this morning for Elelki Inouar, who's 4-4 over fences so far. In the main, he's jumped, you know, pretty proficiently throughout all his wins. He's clouted the odd couple, but he's managed to stay upright on each occasion. And, you know, the fact that he's already won a Grade 3 novices chase tells you that, you know, William Mullins' discharge is a much better horse over fences than he ever was a hurdle. He was only 124 over hurdles, whereas the top-rated horse over timber technically was Blacklock. I did think Blacklock's got a slightly better chance here than the market suggests of maybe causing a slight shock. I do like Willie Austin's charge, and he looked really good the first time when he set foot over the larger obstacles down in Listowel, when he jumped really well in the hands of Barry Geraghty and won with any amount in hand. He only won by 4 lengths, but he could have doubled or trebled that, to be fair. He beat a horse called It's All an Act, who's won subsequently 3 times, amazingly, for Shark Hamlin. So that form's obviously taken a boost. And Barry Geraghty didn't actually ride this horse next time out when he fell at the very beginning of that race. I think he fell at the third in a Grade 3 race that was eventually won by Indevan. I think Barry Geraghty had other commitments for Michael Horrigan in that race. So with Geraghty back on board, got a funny feeling here that at least Blacklock can put it up to the favourite here, and he's the selection.
Okay, Blacklock to take on the favourite in the 3.45. The 4.15 is the Starbest for Racing Coverage Chase, which is a grade 3 over 2 miles and 7 furlongs, and the reappearance of Don Cossack, who's the 7-4 market leader this morning. Alderwood is 2-1, 4-1 for Wadami, 7s for Ruby Light, and Loosen My Load is the 8-1 outsider. You've already mentioned Gordon Elliott's good record in this race, and the Don Cossack's an exciting horse reappearing here. He was one of the top novices last year, winning the Drinmore as well. Do you see him as the one to beat in the 4.15?
I do, yeah. I think he's just got too much quality for this lot. I'm actually surprised that he's, you know, 7-4, 2-1 this morning. I would have had him in a good bit shorter than this lot. Put it this way, if you said to anyone in the straight or, you know, any National Hunt fan, which one of these five would be had a chance to be running in the Gold Cup at the end of the season, which one would you nominate? I think if you asked 100 people, 99 would probably say Don Cossack. You know, he's already rated 151 over fences, and I think he's deserved that by and large, apart from one slightly disappointing run, which I suppose came at the end of a tough season. You maybe forgive him that. He's been pretty consistent over the large obstacles. That champion novice at Punchestown Festival was the day when he really threw in a bad run. But other than that, he was called second to Gold Cup favourite, I think now, Hollywell, in the Marmaid novices at Aintree, that grade one event. But there was no harm in that form, because back in third was Wonderful Charm, has already showed what a good horse he is so far this season, beating the likes of Colour Squadron and Takan Desoy down in Newton Abbot the other day. He fell when he's still going quite well in the Sun Alliance as well, the old Sun Alliance, the RSA, at Cheltenham Festival. The fact that Gordon Elliott's, you know, already pitched him in choppy waters suggests that he does think he's top class. He's always been highly regarded. He was a good hurdler, but he's always looked as though he was going to make a chaser. And I've got a funny feeling this could be his year, you know. That was his first season last year over the large obstacles, and sometimes it just takes a while for a horse to develop and sort of get a bit of confidence. And 7 now, coming up to 8, he should be absolutely in the prime of his life. And I think he's just got a little bit more upside than one or two of these Asian veterans in this race, and that includes his stable companion Roy Demee, who's been a grand servant for Gordon Elliott over the years. But the signs were last season he's probably not as good as he was as a 7-year-old stroke 8-year-old. Ruby Light, he hasn't won for quite a while either. Loosen My Load's probably not as good as he was, although he won the other day at Galway. And I'm still not totally convinced that Alderwood's a 3-miler, albeit he ran quite well the other day down in Listowel. So I actually think this is probably the best bet on the card here, Don Cossack. I've actually taken a bit of 9-4 this morning, amazingly. I see him going off a very strong favourite here, and I expect him to win that grade 3.
Okay, best bet on the card then, Don Cossack in the 4.15. The 4.45 is the penultimate race this afternoon, and this is a handicap chase of 3 miles and 1 furlong. It's for 5-year-olds and older, rated 0-109. We have 7-1 co-favourites of 4 this morning, with Doc Hollywood, All Fired Up, Survival and A Barter at the top of the betting. It's then 8-1 for Keep On Track and Take A Shot, 9-1 for Lord Alfie, 10s for Prince of Milan and Embracing Change, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. As the betting suggests, Andy, 7-1 co-favourites of 4, wide open at this 4.45. So what are your thoughts in the penultimate race?
Yeah, another race I'm mad keen on. 3 more handicap chases anywhere are tough, but in Ireland I always find them particularly difficult, and especially these low grade ones where it all depends on kind of, you know, getting into a good rhythm early on and the run of the race. Of course, don't know that kind of knowledge beforehand, but I'd probably go with the top one here, Prince of Milan. He's been in the wilderness for quite a while. He hasn't won for the best part of 2 years, but his last victory did come here over course and distance. That was off a mark of 114, and now he's dropped all the way down to 109. And the useful £7 amateur rider Harley Dunn takes a little bit of weight off as well to get him running off a mark of 102. And this is a massive class drop from the race he contested last time out. And he ran a really respectable race in behind me and Ben at the Listowel Festival. That was in 0-123. And when he jumped well, you know, towards the front of the race all the way through and kept on quite well late on. A representation of that form again in this race would see him go very well. He often races prominently. He's usually a good sound jumper. So when in doubt, always go for the top weight in these races. So Prince of Milan each weight, 10-1, will be my choice there.
Okay, and the final race this afternoon is the 5:15, and we finish here with a 2 mile bumper. And Utmost Zeal is the 4-6 market leader at the time of recording. Boe Sublime is 5-1, 6-1 for Haddington Road. Isn't That Right is 8s, and then 16s are bigger prices for the rest. A couple of these with point to point form, Andy, in the shape of Utmost Zeal and Haddington Road. And Utmost Zeal would have probably been an easy winner of his point to point had he not fallen. Does that set him apart from the rest here?
Yeah, it does really. Yeah. Gordon Elliott's already had a good two-day festival so far here at Punchestown. Three winners on the first day. The likelihood of having the winner of the big race early on in the card in the shape of Roy DeMille, obviously more importantly, Don Cossack. And either way, he should bow out with the winner here in the shape of Utmost Zeal, who has just had the one run in a point-to-point here at Punchestown on bottomless ground. That was back in February. And having watched a video of that race this morning, courtesy of the Irish Point-to-Point channel, I was in no doubt that this horse was going to win and win very easily. I think he's about 7 or 8 lengths clear at the time when he tipped up at the last. He was well on top and he's travelling really well. He just got a bit. He was just getting a bit tired and he got in close to the last. I think if Jamie Codd had a chance to ride him again, he might have just either reined him back a little bit more or just fired him in a little bit earlier. But kind of a little bit of miscommunication between horse and jockey on bad ground, and falls like that can obviously lead to a little bit of disaster. And you know, he's back on the level today on the flat. We know he's got an engine because he was powering clearly at that time at Punchestown. Gordon Elliott's got a fantastic record in these kind of races, and opposition looks a little bit thin on the ground here, doesn't it? Tony Martin's got one in there. Got a horse of Dialogue's called Haddington Road, but not sure what that form amounts to. And then the rest of them don't look up to much either. So even though this horse is sort of round about the 4-6, 8-11 mark, I actually see him going off even shorter than that as well. I think there'll be a good deal of momentum behind this horse today, and he looks banker material in the last.
Okay, Utmost Zeal, banker material in the lucky last. Then let's just have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, a collection of short price favourites I've gone for today, and a few outsiders sprinkled across the card. I do think favourite backers will probably end up on top this afternoon. And I hope that will be the case in the first with Princely Con. Definitely in the second with Little King Robin. I think she's going to take all the beating there, and that even money could come well under fire close to race time. Dashing Lady gets the each way vote in the 3:15. She comes out well on my figures. I'll take Blacklock to beat in Inchy or Wow. Certainly looks the value bet anyway to beat Mullins Runner in the 3:45. Best bet in the card is Don Cossack, who looks head and shoulders the best horse in that race. 4:45, a race not to sort of have too much interest in financially, but Prince of Milan's a selection. And then one of the nicest horses to run on the card, Utmost Zeal, should send favourite backers and Gordon Elliott home happy in the concluding bumper.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you, Andy. Good luck with your selections this afternoon, and enjoy the action in Punchestown.
Will do. Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.